Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Sunday, April 26, 2015. I got a great show coming up. Today, I have my guest, Dirty Nick Daggett. How you doing today, buddy?
Pretty good.
That's good. Thanks for being able to sit down this morning and do this interview with me. The first question I always ask every guest on my show, especially student-athlete. By the way, I want to make sure that you know that Nick Daggett is a 1A state champion in North Carolina for wrestling at Chatham Central High School. Nick, my first question is, how did you get started in wrestling?
Well, I went to a wrestling camp at Chatham Central High School I go to now. They host a wrestling camp every year for about 3 days, and I went to that and really got happy with wrestling.
Now, you had an older brother that wrestled too, correct?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about him and how he's helped you.
He was an eighth grader when I was in fifth when I started wrestling. And last year he was a senior when I was a freshman. And we got to be training partners, and he was a state champ, and I only placed third, but he still helped me over the summer and helped me win the state title my sophomore year.
I got you. What do you find the most challenging about the sport of wrestling?
Really the training hard. You got to train really hard to be good, and you got to train a lot. You got to train during the summer. And during the season, you got to grind really hard.
I got you. What I want to touch on real quick is that, as I mentioned, as I introduced you on the show, is that you are a 106-pound state champion in the 1A division of high schools, which means 1A being the smallest as far as enrollment in your high school. Does it ever bother you when people say that you're not as good as the 4A guy or the 3A guy or the 2A guy?
Nah, it doesn't really bother me because I wrestle competition all year. We go to many tournaments during the season with 4A competition, and I beat most of the 4A state players. Sometimes depending on 2A state champ at one more tournament.
I got you. Nick, what makes you nervous before a big match?
I try not to get nervous. I just try to have fun while I wrestle. It's really just having fun, and you got to wrestle hard, have fun, don't make a mistake or anything.
I understand that. There's a lot involved in being a student-athlete. Especially being a student-athlete on the level that you're on. That being said, how do you balance your schoolwork and your social life in wrestling?
I try to do my schoolwork right after practices or right before practices. So I don't have to think about it and still train hard and hopefully do good on the schoolwork and do good in the sports that I play.
Being that you're a state champ, there are also things that you still have to work on. With that being said, what do you feel like that you need to work on in wrestling?
I need to work on getting off bottom. It's been really hard for me to get off bottom since I've been one of the smaller people in my weight class. I only weighed 100 pounds my freshman year. And I'm weighing about 110 pounds my sophomore year.
I got you. What are some things that you do in your training that are keys to your success? Tell us that.
You just got to train hard. Jumping rope helps you with your footwork, which we jump a lot of rope during practices. And just training all your good moves. You can train moves that you really like, which can help you out a lot.
I got you. Just a few days ago, I found out that you stopped going to the Hurricanes Wrestling Club, which was coached by Troy Williamson, and you started going to Combat Athletics, that is coached by Josh Stanley. What happened with that situation?
Troy Williamson stepped down last year, or during last year, he stepped down from the Hurricanes, and they have a new coach that doesn't really focus on high school wrestlers. It focuses on more of elementary and middle school wrestlers, and Combat trains elementary to high school wrestlers all the time. It's a great workout.
What is your thoughts on Combat?
It's a great training center. I can train with a lot of good people. One of the former two-time 1A state champs from my high school, Shelton Sells, goes there. He works with me on wrestling, lifting weights, and footwork and all that.
I got you. At Chatham Central High School, your coach is Joe Little, I do believe. Tell me a little bit about him and the impact he's had on you as a wrestler.
He's helped me a lot, working out, grinding hard. He helped me with any problems with weight or any problems anybody's had with weight on the team. He helps him and Wes Little, the assistant coach, help work out with us if our training partner's sick or anything. He's a very good coach.
I got you. What's the best advice that someone's ever given you that has helped you, not only in athletics, but in life in general?
Just to remember that you can have fun anytime you're doing any kind of work or anytime you're doing any sports or anything. And just to train hard for the sports.
I understand. In wrestling, what is the best thing that you like about the sport, and then what is the least favorite that you like, that you don't like?
Just the grind of the sport is great for me. I love it, but I don't have a least favorite part of the sport. I just like it all.
I got you. How do you prepare for an upcoming match, like a big match? You know, what is your mindset going into it? How do you prepare for it?
I just try to remember to have fun, go hard, and wrestle smart, not make any mistakes. And if I don't make any mistakes, then if I lose, I did nothing.
I got you. What would be your ultimate achievement in this sport? You have already mentioned that you are mentioned you're a state champion as a sophomore. What would be your ultimate achievement?
Either being a national champion at the high school level or going to Division I college and being a national All-American or champion.
I understand. Who is the Nick Daggett outside of wrestling?
I just try to be very social and have fun with other sports and all, and have a lot of friends.
I understand. If you wasn't wrestling, what do you feel you'd be doing?
I'd probably be training on something like computer track.
Hey, Nick, I think I lost you. You probably have a bad reception where you're at. Can you hear me still?
Yes.
All right. Try to speak, if you can, a little louder. Oh, you got me?
Okay.
All right. Now, can you repeat what you just said?
If I wasn't wrestling, I'd probably be training on cross country or training really hard in track, running every day, and just be focusing on one of those two sports.
Yes, from what I can understand, you are a multi-sport athlete. Cross country in the fall, wrestling in the winter, and how are you able to do that?
I also play soccer in the fall and tennis in the spring, and it's a very vigorous lifestyle. It's you got to maintain schoolwork and sports, which is pretty difficult, but you just gotta work on having time for homework during the week.
Do you ever have a lot of homework? I hear the high school kids these days get a ton of it. How much homework usually do you have?
I usually have at least 2 worksheets a night, sometimes a couple projects during the week.
I got you. Is there anybody that you draw inspiration from to continue to compete at a high level? Is there anyone that inspires you?
Many college wrestlers such as David Taylor or Joey Dance. I watch a lot of videos on them from Flow Wrestling and just try to wrestle like them or just listen to their interviews and see what they say about the sport.
I got you. Is there a certain quote that you kind of live by that maybe you heard or seen somewhere?
Yes, and like I've heard it from the J. Robinson commercials. I heard it from my brother when he went to J. Rob about you have a definition of hard work and I have a definition of hard work and they're miles apart.
Gotcha. The other question that I have is, you went through your state tournament and you pinned every single opponent. How was your mindset, being able to do that?
I just tried to wrestle hard, wrestle smart, and finish the match as quick as I could, try not to make any mistakes. Because it was a state tournament, I couldn't. If I made a mistake, I could get pinned, because everybody at the state tournament's very good wrestler. It's tough to be there. But I just try not to make any mistakes, and I tried to wrestle hard.
I understand. Who gave you your best match this season?
Probably Andy Webb from Grundy. It's a Virginia school. He was the 2A Virginia State champ this year. He beat me 5-0. I made one mistake on my tilt, and he hit me for a 5-point move. And that's the only mistake I made during that match and everything, and he made me pay for it.
All right, which brings me to another question. In a state of North Carolina, we have what you call the NC Retro Rankings. They have a pound-for-pound top 10 at 106 pounds, which has Ethan Nasco from West Forsyth, Phil Dubb from Inca, and then you, I want to say. Do you actually agree with those rankings?
I don't agree with it, but the stats pretty much show that I placed third pretty much, and I think I'm best in the state overall at 106. But you can't disagree with a wonderful match, and Phil Dobb beat the wrestler that beat me. So can't disagree with the stats, but I wish I had them back. But I still think I'm the best wrestler in the state.
I understand that. Tell me this. Other things, like, do you like to do? Do you have a favorite TV show?
Not really. I try not to watch TV much. I usually work out and do my homework.
I got you. Explain to me a wrestler's diet, like for what's your diet that that helps you, that fuels you, and keeps you energized to sustain you, to keep you wrestling at a high level?
I try to eat a lot of pasta and protein, like steak, and just try to stay healthy throughout the season and try to stay in shape.
Did you have to cut much weight this season?
Not about 3 to 5 pounds the most.
I got you, because I always knew you were pretty small at that weight class. Do you want to wrestle at the next level, like in college? And if so, what are your possibilities? I understand that you're a rising junior, but what colleges right now are you wanting to look at?
Yeah, I do want to wrestle at the next level, and so far I'm thinking about Virginia Tech or Ferrum College out of Virginia. It's Division III college by Nate Yetsu, former Virginia Tech coach. And then Ferrum used to look at my brother for wrestling, and I've gotten to know those coaches very well during camps over the summer.
Okay. Have you ever experienced a breakthrough? If so, what led to it? A breakthrough meaning that match that you just won that put you on that winning streak or something?
Last year, like last season after I lost my first match, that really set a pace for me. I'm pretty sure I didn't get another point scored on me after that match during the season, and it really made me wrestle a lot harder.
I got you. What separates you from other 106-pound wrestlers in North Carolina?
You have to go to a lot of off-season tournaments, which I try to go to every weekend, and you have to also have to find a good club to work out with if your high school is not working out very much. And that's a very great club, and I can work there every Sunday and Wednesday.
In high school wrestling, if you could change at least one rule, what would it be and why?
I would just change the out-of-bounds kind of thing with the 2 feet in, because I like more of the college-style wrestling with you can wrestle with 1 foot in, you can score a takedown with 1 foot in, and it just makes it a lot better from knowing where you have to be on the mat.
I got you. Do you know what the rule is called a push-out? Do you know what that is?
Can you repeat the question for me, please?
Yeah. Do you know what a push-out is in wrestling? It's a freestyle wrestling. It's called a push-out.
Yes, when you push the opposing wrestler out of bounds, like if their whole foot steps out of bounds, you score 1 point.
Right. I used to tell people I thought that should be implemented in high school wrestling to keep people from playing that line. You ever thought about something like that?
Not until now. That's actually a very good suggestion.
Yeah, I just think it would never happen. Because, so, you know, more often than none, you get these wrestlers that are riding that line and waiting for the guy to initiate a takedown, and so they can just pull them off the mat. But I think sometimes the way high school wrestling in North Carolina is officiated, it holds North Carolina's wrestlers back from competing on a national level. But, you know, that's just my opinion. The next question I have for you, I've seen you wrestle a lot, and you take in your match a lot of aggression sometimes. I've seen you almost get into it with a lot of people. Why does that happen?
It's just the grind of the match. You got to be really aggressive, and you sometimes break the other person where they get even more than wrestling. Like, they get even mad. They get even angrier than just wrestling. They want to fight you.
I got you. For people that want to keep up with you and follow your career moving forward, how can they do that? Are you on any social media? And if so, what is the handle for it?
Yes, I'm on Twitter and Instagram. And on Instagram, on Instagram and Twitter, my handle is @Nick_Daggett8.
And that's for both the Instagram and Twitter?
Yes.
I think I've probably known you for about a good 3 years, and you've always shown up to a lot of off-season tournaments, and your parents are always taking you. Tell me a little bit about the impact that your parents have had on you and your wrestling career.
Yeah, they just helped me out a ton. They've took me to wrestling camps over the summer. They took me to off-season tournaments. My dad helped coach me. They took me to many clubs, such as the Hurricanes and Combat Athletics.
I got you. All right, Nick. Well, I'm going to wrap this interview up. I do appreciate you coming on to the show.
No problem. It was my pleasure.
Thank you. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thanks.
No problem.
Everybody, that was Nick Daggett, winning 106-pound state champion from Chatham Central High School in North Carolina. Hope you enjoyed this interview. I think Nick is one of those fellas that sometimes it's just at a lack of words. So sometimes I have a bunch of questions where everybody has an answer that is kind of drawn out. Nick's always been that guy that's just been short and to the point. So a lot of times I have to end interviews a little early. But thanks for joining us this morning. As always, at any point that you know you miss these interviews, they're going to be always archived. And you can also follow Access Radio Live on Twitter at Access Radio Live, and on Facebook, just search Access Radio Live and follow the page. This is Ryan Hayes, and this is Access Radio Live, and I appreciate you listening to my show.